I'm Carmel Dalshad of WAMU 88.5 News. As President Trump gets ready to enter his second year in office, for his supporters, it's a time of celebration and reflection on the changes he's brought to the White House. I've been reporting on a group called the Virginia Woman for Trump over the last year, and now they're planning for the future. Virginia Woman for Trump founder Alice Butler Short addresses a group of about 30 women and men assembled in the basement of her Lorden home. She begins the meeting with a question.
Are we all very happy with what the president has done?
Yes!
Arlington resident Lisa Moore is certainly happy. Like many other women at the meeting, Moore is a fan of the president's economic policies, his no-apologies sense of patriotism, his tough stance on immigration, and yes, the wall.
If you just let people break laws and come in, then why are we locking up African-American men and women when they break the law, but we don't lock up illegals when they break the law? We shelter them, you know.
Moore says that as a Christian, she is all for places of refuge. But if that's the case, then she wants to see a change in how the legal system treats African-Americans, and she's hoping Trump could be the one to make that happen. For Fairfax Station resident Christy Otto, this was her first meeting with the group. Otto considers herself a moderate conservative, and she wants more unity for the year ahead, not just among Republicans, but across party lines.
I hope people really do start reaching across the aisle, that we're able to get past the sound bites, the tweets, and all of the divisiveness that's permeating the atmosphere, and really start working together. There's way too much us and them, and nothing is going to get done.
Patsy Favero has lived in Vienna for the last 40 years and has witnessed a changing Washington firsthand.
Frankly, it was depressing over the past 8 years to have to apologize for everything. You know what? You can be proud, you know, of the accomplishments of this great nation.
Favera says she's happy to be able to say Merry Christmas without having to worry about offending anyone. American flags are flying high again, and she believes Trump's presidency is ushering in a new political and patriotic era.
It's so exciting to be able to say, you know, I'm an American, and we're going to make America great again. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with doing the best for your families, for your neighbors, for your country? So the optimism, it's amazing.
The group gathered here is optimistic. It's also diverse. Butler Short has gathered together women and men from Pakistan, Vietnam, Mexico, Colombia, Iran, China, and Virginia, all Trump supporters. It's part of her larger goal to widen the president's support in the state.
These people, you just need to touch them. You just need to reach them in the way that President Trump reached the masses of people.
Butler Short's game plan is to reach into communities that haven't been tapped by the Republican Party. She wants to increase the president's base in Virginia, especially in traditionally blue Northern Virginia.
They're out there. They're enthused. They want to do something. They want to make sure that this president is put back in the White House in 2020.
This meeting isn't just about dinner, she jokes to attendees. Everyone is leaving with homework. One man will work on outreach in his Pakistani community. Another woman will increase the group's presence with her fellow Filipinos at church. It's an approach that speaks to the truly grassroots nature of the Virginia Women for Trump. Butler Short is confident that her group can spread the message and turn Virginia red for Trump.
I remember way back at one rally, he said, "You're going to get so tired of winning." No, Mr. President, we're not. We're winning. We're winning a lot, and we love you for it.
And if they have their way, there will be more winning in 2020. For WAMU, I'm Carmel Dalshad.